punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you guys ready out there? You got your cows all fed? Are you ready? Some of you aren't. I know you aren't. Get it done. It's coming. Looks like it'll be around midnight. And as I gave a little ag piece of advice on the early morning show this with Nathan and Landry this morning, don't be out there midnight after midnight in your shorts. It won't be good. This is a pretty major front. It's going to hit hard, and temperatures are going to drop. They're not going to drop in 3 or 4 hours. They're going to drop almost immediately. Pretty drastic change. Thank goodness it's only going to last a couple of days, 2 or 3 days. I see forecasts back up in the 60s next week, which is crazy. Right now, temperatures in our listening area, it's 45 degrees at Slap Out, 33 at Arnett, 33 at Camargo, 37 at Hollis, 36 at Altus, and it says 33 at the Mezzanette here in Elk City. My Gabe gadget says 32 here at the studios. There was some wrecks this morning. I hope everybody's okay. There was a major wreck out here on west of town on Highway 6 and some on I-40 over there, mile marker 11. It was foggy, and I'm not gonna lie, I slid the truck this morning coming to work, driving from Willow up here outside right there at Bert Hudson's. I'd turn and go back east towards Merritt School. I didn't get her stopped. I just went on up to old 66. Was no use in even thinking about it. So it was pretty slick out there. I think things are warming up a little bit. Hopefully they get up to 40, 42 like they said today. I'll have your long ranger forecast for you coming up. Yesterday, fed a lot of hay to get ready for tonight, and I am, I like 2 more bales of hay after the show today, and I think I've got her knocked out where tomorrow I can just go in there and add a bale if I need to. Fed them plenty. Sad day for the Clark Ranch yesterday. Frosty, I don't know if you guys ever heard me talk about Frosty or percentage. Well, he's half and half. Half Simmental, half Angus Bull. We got some cows in from Iowa about 5 years ago. Got a whole semi-load of them. There was a guy up there that all he did was AI cows, and we bought a semi-load thanks to Mr. Dean Kephart over at Canute. Told me about them. He got them into his place, and I hauled them from there. They were AI'd to all profit, broker, high caliber, Simmental bulls, AI. These cows had never seen a bull in their life. They were 3 and 4 year old cows. So we got them in, put them down on some grass, calving in a really good, nice pasture where they had place to get out of the wind and big grass. And 26 or 27, I don't remember, might have even been 28 of these cows were sex bred to have heifers. Well, out of all, and they were all calving in like 3 or 4 days. I've never seen so many calves born at once. Wasn't used to that. And one of them that was supposed to be a heifer ended up being a bull. And it was probably like what tonight's going to be when he was born, except there was snow on the ground. His front feet, his front legs were froze back. He couldn't get up. And so Sandy and I babied the cow and the baby for a week, 10 days, maybe even 2 weeks. And I don't remember, but it was a while. Took her a tub of water out there every day, make sure she had water so she wouldn't leave the baby. And fed her there. He could get up on his knees finally. And we fed him a bottle every day for at least a week or 8 days. And finally he could get up on his knees and nurse off of his mama. And this went on for a couple weeks. And one day I pulled in there and the mama and the calves are gone. So I went and they're on 160 acres. I went and found the rest of the cows. And there he was. He was walking on his knees, just playing with the other calves like nothing was going on. Really nice looking bull. And so, well, here we go. Anyway, I didn't know how long this knee walking was going to go on. A couple weeks later, he was walking on his front feet and ended up being normal. You couldn't tell it except for his ears were burnt off and part of his tail. Well, we was pretty attached to him, so I just decided to keep him just for, I guess, an anchor in a pasture. And I put him with loaded our other bull down in another pasture and kept him company. And you got two bulls in the pasture. They usually don't get in too much trouble. Well, he grew up to be a big boy. And when I got rid of loaded, I let him take over. And I'm telling you, I had some of the nicest calves I've ever had in my cattle life ever. They were beautiful black, some white on them because, you know, Simmental, but just beautiful. Well, he had my best set of calves ever this year. Just sold most of them. I'm keeping two for bulls, Frosty Sons for bulls, and I got one little heifer that we're keeping, let somebody show. And I hadn't seen loaded in a while. Well, my neighbor to the north, Richard Hood, he said, hey, he's over here. And then he come back, and then we just couldn't find him. Finally, I found him about a week ago, and he was pretty stymie on his back end. He could get up and move, but his legs were about moving maybe 6 inches at a time, both of them. And with other advice, just go ahead and put him down. No way to get him in the trailer, so I had to put him down yesterday. I didn't want him to suffer through this cold weather here. He'd been eating and drinking a little bit, but he wasn't recovering, and so I had to put him down. So rest in peace, Frosty. I'm glad I kept a couple sons out of him this year. And so, you know, that's a downfall of being a farmer and rancher when you gotta put an animal down, and it's hard. I mean, it's just totally hard to do, but we got her. I got her done, and he won't have to suffer anymore. And so he's up in cattle heaven looking down over his herd now. Well, let's see what's going on with the grain market. Let's see what happened overnight in the United States. Grain prices are all in the green currently, and they still are. Corn is up a penny. Soybeans are up 6 cents, and actually corn's up quite a bit more. The Chicago Board of Trade wheat is up 2 cents. Kansas City wheat is up 5 cents. The commodity advisors, Alan Kluss, says soybeans were pushed higher yesterday by soybean oil, which also was up in overnight trade. He also said traders are watching the U.S. dollar index, which is currently at 103.8. He notes there's lighter trade volumes for several markets as traders and money managers hit the cruise control button for the holidays. Yesterday, the USDA Foreign Agriculture Service released their biannual report on dairy exports. The report found on a value basis that U.S. dairy exports are setting records in 2022. The report covers January through October and says the increase was driven by strong prices for dairy products. Overall, values are up 25%. He said they saw the biggest increase with the value of wheat exports going up 37% since last year. The increase in export value did not necessarily coincide with a increase in export volume. In fact, the case of non-fat dry milk that exported volume went down 8%, while the value went up 27%. The report says that this is a shift in China away from non-fat dry milk to whole milk powder in response to the higher prices and increased domestic production of whole milk powder. USDA expects non-fat dry milk exports to rebound in 2023 because higher milk production will drive up production of dairy products. Ice cream, one of my favorite, and dry whole milk and cream also seen a decrease in export volume by 1 and 2% respectively. On average, volumes are up 5%. Butter and milk fat were the only category where growth in volume outpaced growth in value. Volume increased 43% and value increased 30%. The report attributes to this significantly lower unit values going to Mexico and Canada. Well, surprise, surprise, the Midwest is bracing for a winter storm. Most of the country is facing harsh winter weather conditions this week. The Midwest is expected to be hit by snow starting today. Accumulation totals may range from 2 inches to double digits in some areas. The storm is forecast to persist through Friday and may include blizzard conditions and extreme cold. The vast majority of the southern plains will be under a wind chill warning with wind chills near 45 degrees below zero. Down south, most of Texas is in a wind chill watch with wind chills near 10 degrees below zero. Most of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Georgia are under the some level of wind chill alert. Alabama and Mississippi face hard freezes alert across the state. And actually, now that they said that, let's check this out. I think Woodward, let's start with Woodward. Wind chill warning until 12 o'clock p.m. Central Time, December 23rd. Let's see what's happening with, let's go down here in the middle part. Let's go to Bessie. Bessie right now is under a wind chill warning until 12 o'clock also. So we're all under a wind chill warning. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the markets, cattle markets, and go off what the grains are doing right now. I got the report from Woodward yesterday. They actually had a pretty decent sale. They had over 700 head sold yesterday, and it kind of looks like to me, I might be wrong. I'll read it off to you. You guys decide that on your own. Looks like the slaughter cow and bull market was up slightly. And also, looks like they had some pretty decent prices on bred cows and pairs compared to what they have the last couple, 2 or 3 weeks. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal-type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves, too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there. I'm Jill Jerusha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutsen Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, the other day, Blake Brewer, the big boss, he put me in charge while he was gone. And so today, this morning, I had Gabe, instructed Gabe to go get the new Penny News. It'll be back and hopefully on the shelves tonight and in the morning. So you guys look out for the new issue of Penny News. And when you see Gabe, thank him for driving in this crazy weather to go get her done. Anyway, thanks again, Gabe, especially for listening to me. I appreciate that. Currently at Elk City on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center box, it's 32.7%. The winds are out of the south, is that right? Yep, 14 miles an hour with the humidity of 99%. Anyway, man, I know one thing, the girls are appreciating their Today in Ag show, man. This morning I walked in up there at the front and they were talking about eggs and how high they was, and they was getting ready to go get them if they could even find any. I hooked them up with my resource out there around the Grimes area, and she would even have she had a doctor's appointment today, so she dropped them some eggs off this morning, just a while ago actually. 18. It's an 18 count dozen, I call it, but now dozen and a half per box. And anyway, all three of the ladies up here are really happy with me right now because they got eggs in stock for the holidays coming up this weekend. Let's see here. Text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. And we are live on Facebook. And it is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. And if you're watching on Facebook, I got my green Taylor Ranch hat on. Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. Then they put the calves on feed, in some cases for as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential and gives the customer their juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Quarters, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef. 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. And I'm sure Miss Tracy, as I call her, Miss Tracy, she's checking the water today. Because if I remember right, she told me she's in charge of the water on the ranch. So she's probably doing okay today, but tomorrow she'll probably be kind of moody with these 20 and 30 degree blow wind chills out there and 2 degree temperature. So water is going to be very important to keep thawed out and ice broke for the next few days. We are under a wind chill warning starting right now until Friday at lunch. So anyway, keep that in mind. Okay, let's see what's happening with the current prices right now on the grain market, and we'll get into some cattle here. March corn's up nicely today, 660. May is 660 also. Soybeans up also at 1480 for January. March is 1483, and May is 1486. Soybean meal, January, $456 even for a short ton. It's up nicely also today. March is 452.70 and May is 445.20. Soybean oil is actually the only thing I can see really that's totally in the red today. January 65.89, March is 64.43, May is 63.54. Hard red winter wheat. March 861, it's up 14.4 today. May is 855, also up 14. Oats are even up today. They're at 344 for March and 346 for May. Live cattle, let's check it out. Well, yeah, I'll get caught in here in a minute. Live cattle for December is 156.20. February is 157.72. April is 161.32. Live cattle for June, 157.12. Feeder cattle, January, 183.97. Up a little bit today compared to yesterday. In March, 185.80. Lean hogs, February 87.92, April 94.95, and May is 175. All right, cotton, March, it's up today. It's almost 88 cents a pound, 87.878. How's that? 8.871 for May. Speaking of cotton, let me go over here. I got a little report from the cotton guys that they sent me an email on from the National Cotton Council. Texas congressional delegation members sent a letter to the House Senate Appropriations Committee leadership urging the inclusion of the ERP, which is the Emergency Relief Program funding extension for 2022 crop year for farmers and ranchers, requesting adequate assistance be allotted to support the Duras in the cotton infrastructure. The letter is states, as farmers and ranchers continue to suffer severe losses from extreme weather events, it is critical to provide adequate resources to keep them in operation. While many crops have been impacted in 2022, Texas and Oklahoma cotton producers and industry segments have been especially challenged. Due to one of the most catastrophic droughts on record in Texas, the 2022 crop currently is pegged at 3.7 million bales, and that's way below the 2021 levels. Because of this, economic impacts to cotton producers will need to be addressed through an extension of the ERP for the 2022 crop year. In addition, the strain on the economy has taken its toll on the infrastructure. Speaking of numbers on cotton, last week, net export sales for the week ending on December 8th, actually a week, they're running 2 weeks behind, was 20,500 bales, 480-pound bales. This brings the total 22-23 sales to about 9.1 million bales. Total sales at the same point last year was at 10.7 million bales. Total new crop for sales for 23-24 are at 1.2 million bales. Shipments for the week were 150,100 bales, bringing total exports to date to 3.7 million bales compared to 2.8 million bales at a comparable point in the 21-22 marketing year. So anyway, hopefully this weather goes away, and it looks like we got really nice weather next week, and because there's some guys out there needing to get cotton harvested, finished it up. There's still some lingering out there. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, it's up $2 today to $78.28. Natural gas is up actually a little bit in January, $5.34. In February is $5.23. And all the way up into March, it's already below $5 at $4.84. But as we all know, that can change. S&P, NASDAQ, Dow futures, all in a green today. So everything's looking pretty good. Gold's even up a little bit. It's at $1,818.80 an ounce. Man, I wish I had about 2,000 pounds of that. I don't know how many ounces that is, but it sure looked good in the bank account. First National and Great Plains and those guys around here sure appreciate me if I'd cash in my 2,000 pounds of gold, wouldn't they? Put the money in the bank, they would say. Well, when we get back, we'll talk about the sale yesterday at Woodward, and I got some advice for you on cold weather that I've never seen. Getting ready for that cold snap. Just some reminders. Everybody, it's been a while since we've had cold front, so I'm just going to give you some friendly reminders. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 16th. 1,979 head were sold, 13 head of steers at 387, brought 258, 7 at 401, brought 224, 9 at 473, brought 210, 4 at 564, brought 182, 5 at 632, brought 176, 22 at 645, brought 180, 3 at 685, brought 164, 8 head heifers at 389, brought 192, 13 at 476, brought 169, 3 at 528, brought 166, 5 at 610, brought 163.50, 8 at 615, brought 157, 4 at 704, brought 156, 5 at 983, brought 140. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 98. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 1100 to 1850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
One of the listeners texted in and said it's 58 million ounces, 58 million plus ounces, and 2,000 pounds of gold. So I took my calculator and did see what the dollar amount would be, and I aired out on that. So it's a lot of money. How's that? Yeah, might have to get more than a couple banks to deposit all my money in. Anyway, and thank you for whoever this is that texted in to tell me sorry about Frosty, and appreciate that. Now, I thought I recognized the number, but either I'm just getting old or it just looks familiar. How's that? Anyway, once you text me back in who you are, please, and I won't say your name on the radio if you don't want me to. All right, let's see what's happening with our weather. We're going to go for northwestern Oklahoma's forecast and the northeastern part of the Texas Panhandle. Who do we want to pick out for this not-so-cool forecast? Let's go with Buffalo. How about that? Okay, currently at Buffalo, it's 37 degrees. The wind chill is 30. The winds are out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour with wind gust up to 14. Not quite as high on humidity up there as we are down here, but it's 80% there. All right, you ready? Windshield warning till 12 o'clock Friday at noon. Today, 44 for a high. Tonight, 30% chance of snow, a low of 1 degree. Let me back up. Minus 1 degree. Tomorrow, blustery. Guess what your high is going to be tomorrow? 6 degrees. Winds will be out of the straight out of the north from 24 to 28 with wind gust up to 50. How about that? Tomorrow night, minus 2. Winds still out of the northwest, but not quite as high as they was going to be tomorrow and during the day there. Friday, mostly cloudy, 19 for a high. Friday night, 4 degrees for a low. Saturday warms back up, above freezing actually, 33, mostly sunny, and then Christmas Day, 52 degrees. That's crazy. Anyway, that's your forecast for Buffalo. How about that? All right, let's move on. Let's see what was happening with me. I got to find my deals. Sorry, here we go. Let's talk about what happened yesterday at Woodward at their auction, cow and bull auction, that is. 714 head compared to 572 last week, and they didn't have a sale a year ago today or yesterday. Compared to last week, slaughter cows $4 to $6 higher. See, I hadn't even read this report. All I did was look at numbers, and I knew I'd be right. Slaughter bulls were mostly steady. Demand was moderate. Supply included 14% feeder cattle, which was 100% heifers, 68% slaughter cattle, 18% replacement cattle, and 14% pairs. How about that? Okay, breaker cows. Looks like they was doing some quick math here. 43, almost 60 head. Averaged anywhere. The weights were anywhere from 1431 to 1550, and the price was anywhere from 7715 to 9179 per hundredweight. Average was 8233. Cows on the boner part. They got, let's see here, a little over 100 head there. Their average weights was anywhere from 1309 to 1400. Average price was from 6908 to 7997. Average price, $73.84 overall for all of them. Lean cows, quick calculation there. Maybe 100 head there. Weights were from 967 to the heaviest ones were 1302. Average price was anywhere from $56.90 to $74.50. Average was $69.08. Bulls, how many did they have there? They had 12, almost 30 head there. Average weights were $16.42 to $19.13. High end was $107. Low end was $67. But the average price was $89.79 on average, but the high-end average was 102.35. Stock cows, 2 to 4 year olds, they had 19 head there. Weight range was average weight was 913, and they were bringing up to $96 per hundred weight, almost 90 cents. 90 cents average. Bred cows, medium and large number ones. They had quite a few head up there. They had 22 2 to 4 year olds that brought anywhere from 1,085 to 1,525. And then they had some more 5 to 8 year olds that was average weight was 1,190, bringing up to 1,635. Bred cows, medium and large, number one through twos. They had this 10 head there, 5 to 8 year olds, and they brought up to $1,110 per head. Cow-calf pairs, they had some 8 year olds, five of them, average weight 1,281, brought up to 1,400. Cow-calf pairs, medium and not, that was with the 150-pound, up to 150-pound calves. Here they got cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 to 300-pound calves on them. They had seven head that were 5 to 8 year olds that weighed 1,205 and averaged 1,432, and some of them brought up to $1,635 each. Now, cow-calf pairs, medium large number one with 300-pound-plus calves on them. They had 2 to 4 year olds that averaged 875, brought 1,600, and then they had one 5 to 8 year old that was 1,405, brought 1,410. How about that? That was what happened at Woodward yesterday. Okay, let's go back over here to, there we go. Getting ready for the next cold snap, which is at midnight tonight. FYI, if you guys haven't been paying attention, I'm sure you do. This is from one of my favorite guys at OSU, professor, doctor, whatever you want to call him, Mr. Paul Beck. He was on the show here a couple weeks ago. Temperatures have been pretty nice for this time of the year. However, we are predicted to get some extreme cold for Christmas in that week, and that's starting tonight. Cows tend to lose their acclimation to cold weather when we have a series of nice days. There you go. Conditions of cows and their hair coat can play a large part in their tolerance to colder conditions. Cows in good body conditions, those with body conditions that score 5 to 6 with good thick winter hair coats, have a large critical temperature around, have a lower critical temperature around 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Thin cows with thinner hair are more at risk with lower critical temperatures around 40 degrees, while cows with wet hair coat have lower critical temperature of 59 degrees Fahrenheit. For each degree below the lower critical temperature, energy requirements increase by 1%. With wind chills down to expected to get below zero, maintenance energy requirements will increase up to 30 to 40%. When cows get below their low critical temperature and get into cold stress, they can adapt by increasing feed consumption to increase their basic rate and increase heat of fermentation. Research indicates cattle consume 105% to 110% of predicted intake with temperature when temperatures drop below 22 degrees and up to 125 predicted intake when temperatures drop below 5 degrees. Cold stress. When acute cold stress occurs from a storm front moving in quickly, cows can have a 50% cut in intake through grazing behavior changes and water intake decreases. So along with the increase in maintenance energy requirements, the temperature reductions decrease. Intake puts them in a even more of an energy deficiency. For wind chills of minus 20 degrees or lowest, feed intake may be reduced because cattle are reluctant to leave sheltered areas, and that's true. So, here's some tips for you before we go to break. Make sure cattle have access to as much hay as they want to eat. The ruminal fermentation helps keep the animals warm. If increasing concentrate supplement rates to help offset energy deficiency is the best way to provide feed concentration supplements every day, do it. Feed cattle beside or in a grove of trees or other windbreak is large enough for all the animals together. The better the windbreak, the lower the animal's cold stress. If there's no natural windbreak available near a water source, a quick and simple one can be made by placing a line of round bales of straw or low-quality hay where cattle can bed down. I had one of my buddies telling me he was doing that the other day. Ensure cattle have unrestricted access to unfrozen water. If water intake is limited, hay intake is reduced, and the rumen is affected. How about that? Feed cattle relatively close to the water source. The farther away the water source, the longer they will wait to get a drink. Unrolling low-quality hay as bedding will provide some relief from extreme temperatures. Something I learned last year, I was unrolling some rye hay that was about 3 or 4 years old, but was still good shape because I baled it with a good baler and railed it tight. And I put 4 wraps of John Deere wrap around it so it'd last forever, and it did. As a matter of fact, I still got some today, and it'll be 5 years old this winter. I unrolled that last year, thinking, there you use some bedding cows, and there was those heifers that I had a lot of stories on last year. I come back the next day, and they ate it all. And I had Bermuda hay out there for them. But one of the old-timers told me that straw hay gets better with age, kind of like wine. That's what he told me. And I'm telling you, I unrolled 2 bales of rye, 4-year-old rye straw. There was no heads in it. It was straw. And come back, and they ate it. They ate their bedding up. I don't get it. But anyway, they were still in good shape. My cows are all in good shape. The people I helped take care of their cows are in good shape. Windbreak, one of the pastures, not the best, but it'll be all right. I put out a lot of hay yesterday for them. I'll go by and check them again today. If I need to refresh so they don't run out, their bellies will be full when that wind hits tonight, I promise you. Some of the vets advise, don't start feeding the day of the storm, like tomorrow. Don't do that to your cows or whatever, horses, goat, whatever. Get them some food today so their bellies are full when that wind hits tonight, because they're going to be miserable in the morning. And those are tough animals. And just get them some hay out there today. Get out of the coffee shop and go feed them some hay. How about that? We'll be back with your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast as Happy Cap Hour from the Taylor Ranch continues.
This is Jerry Knight, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, December the 20th, we sold 714 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, December the 15th, we sold 2,922 kids and feeders for a total of 3,636 cattle for the week. Killing cows and bulls, 4 to 6 higher. Tuesday, better killing cows, 79.5 to 95. 10 cows brought 55 to 71. Bulls brought 85 to 107. 2-to-8-year-old bred cows, 10.85 to 16.35. 9 and older bred cows, 7.85 to 9.75. 2-to-8-year-old pairs, 1150 to 1635. Extremely good calf and feeder market. Feeders up to 5 higher, kids up to 15 higher. Steer calves, 3 to 350, 235 to 275. 4 to 450 steers, 231 to 267. 5 to 550, $2 to 244. 6 to 650, 170 to 186. 7 to 750, 167 to 177.5. 8 to 850, 174 to 176. And our 850 to 9-weight steers, 171 to 173. We sell 52 steers, one bunch weighing 427, bring 267. We sell 50 steers, another bunch weighing 511, bring 244. Honor heifers, 3 to 350, heifers, 203 to 213, 4 to 450, 185 to 216, 5 to 550, 171 to 183, 6 to 650, 151 to 167, 7 to 750, 152.5 to 176 and a quarter, 7 heifers weighing 889, bring 153. And our 9 to 950 heifers, 153 to 164.50. We sell 50 heifers, one bunch weighing 411, bring 226. This is our last sale this year. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a great prosperous New Year. Thanks to all our buyers and sellers. Our first sale back will be Thursday, January the 5th, Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
The gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 19th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb. 1,487 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 381 brought 268. 12 at 524 brought 201. 4 at 570 brought 194. 3 at 602 brought 185. 31 at 730 brought 179. 4 at 771 brought 178. 52 at 820 brought 179. 3 head of heifers at 400 brought 177. 4 at 451 brought 180. 8 at 519 brought 163. 6 at 564 brought 174. 7 at 581 brought 168. 14 at 604 brought 176. 3 at 633 brought 172. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 95. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 900 to 1285. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The leather smells great, and it feels great when you slide them on. Nothing beats a good pair of boots. So give them for Christmas. The Cherokee has over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock in about 100 different styles. Looking good there is a cinch. In fact, it's Cinch and Ariat. They've got men's and women's Western clothes that carry both brands. They've also got Minnetonka moccasins and beautiful turquoise jewelry. For gifts that'll bring smiles for years, the Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet, just east of Clinton. Exit 71 off I-40, high atop Boot Hill.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, before I do your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast on this Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, throw this out here. If you've seen a picture of Taylor Ford on Facebook, you'd understand why we need to help her find her puppy, Daisy. Looks like she's a little blue heeler, and last they seen her was yesterday evening on North Randall. So if anybody finds a puppy out there, it looks like a little blue heeler, Daisy's her name, and it's Taylor Ford's puppy, get a hold of Tiffany or Ty Ford to help it. I mean, if you've seen this picture that Tiffany put on here with Taylor and Daisy there, you'd activate the National Guard to find this cute little girl's puppy. But anyway, if you see out here North Elk, if you see a little blue heeler pup running around, man, she'd appreciate if we get that puppy back to her. All right, let's go and check out. We're under a wind chill warning. Who am I going to pick today? Let's vote in. Let's go with Cheyenne. Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Right now, currently, we are under a wind chill warning until Friday at lunch. 33 degrees right now. 22 is the wind chill. Got 99% humidity. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 19 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 26. That ought to clear the fog out of here. Today, partly cloudy, supposed to get up to 45. I don't see it, but hope so we do. Tonight, 6 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, windy, blustery, just miserable. 8 for a high. Wind chills in the 20s, 30-degree mark tomorrow night. Same thing. Winds out of the north, not quite as bad as they will be during tomorrow, but 2 for a low. Friday, high for 20, mostly cloudy. Saturday, 31 for a high. Christmas Day, 48 degrees and partly sunny with south-southwest winds 7 to 10 miles an hour. Shouldn't be too bad going on out there. All right, let's see here. Oh, me and whoever's texting on the deal, he sent a $58 million. So I thought that was ounces, but it's not. It's $58 million is what 2,000 pounds of gold is worth right now. So that's 31,903 ounces of gold is what I figured out, I think. Anyway, close to it. Anyway, move on. We'll move on from that. How about that? Okay. A couple things to go over before the show's over. Mexico says the U.S. is satisfied with its GM corn ban postponement. Mexico's decision to postpone a planned ban on genetically modified corn purchases from the United States until 2025 was deemed satisfactory by the U.S. government, said the agriculture minister from Mexico. The neighboring countries have been at loggerheads over the Mexican decree issued in 2020 that would phase out imports of GM corn and the herbicide glyphosate by 2024. The United States in late November threatened legal action against the Mexico plan, saying it was a huge economic loss and significantly impact on their bilateral trade. Earlier this month, Mexico said it would extend the deadline until 2025 and was working on a proposal to overhaul its plan. Our U.S. counterparts consider this response satisfactory. We submitted a document for discussion, possibly by the second half in January, where the issue will be definitely resolved. How about that? All right. Get that out of the way, because that was a big... big deal. It really was. All right. Let's see here. This morning I did the helped Sean's gone. I don't know what he's doing, playing golf or doing something. I took his place and I got the honor of talking with the U.S. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma. And one of the deals he brought up was the title. What is that title? I got so many numbers in my head sometimes I forget. Let's see. Yeah, Title 42 with the illegals. That's why I'm putting the illegals in there, crossing the border down there on the Texas or on the U.S. border up against Mexico. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court extended the border restrictions just before they were set to end. The pandemic border restrictions known as Title 42 will continue at least for now after the U.S. Supreme Court has granted an 11-hour request by a group of Republican attorneys general from 19 states seeking to extend those restrictions. In an order signed by Justice John Roberts, the court asked for a response from the Biden administration by 5 o'clock Eastern Time yesterday. It's a victory for those Republican attorney generals who argued that lifting the restrictions would likely cause another big surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. The restrictions first put in place by the Trump administration in March of 2020 had been set to lift Wednesday at midnight, and that's tonight. The delay is another setback for immigrant advocates who have long argued that Title 42 was intended to block access to asylum protections under the pretense of protecting public health during the worst part of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the border city of El Paso has seen thousands. I don't know if you guys caught that on the news last week, man. Now I'm talking thousands, tens of thousands of immigrants arrived. They're pretty quick in El Paso. In a press conference Monday night, El Paso Mayor Oscar Lacer said shelters in Juarez, Mexico are full and believes that 20,000 migrants there are waiting to cross into El Paso. Despite the stay, the city is still moving forward with emergency planning, including standing up an operations center. So just crazy down there. You know, Senator Lankford this morning said in his deal is, you know, the reason why, and I'm not making this political, I'm repeating what Senator Lankford said, so I'm not going to give you my opinion on this whole mess, that, you know, the Biden administration thinks it's easier just to let them in, process them, get all their information, and have a court date set for them and to come back to see whether they have to go back or if they get to stay. Right now, the courts are booked 15 years in advance. What's that tell you? 15 years in advance. That's just crazy. So anyway, it's a bad deal down there. I used to work down there, and I don't have anything against legal immigrants coming into the United States. There I'm going. I'm starting to be political, and I'm not. But illegal is a whole different deal. Guess who's paying for all this stuff? We are. So anyway, let's just hope for the best on this deal and things calm down. Guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Hi, this is Tracy Lawrence.
This is KECO, Elk City.
The Ukrainian president on U.S. soil, Elisa Brady, Fox News.